Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Thank you for joining us back again this week for another edition of On Point. I'm your host, A. Trey, and with me today I have my esteemed guest, Ty Trees. How you feeling today, bro?
Feeling good. Just a little sick coming off of a cold. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening with us.
Oh, yes. Most deaf. I hope you feel better, man.
I'm good. Yeah.
We're winding down the month. So this was Black History Month, and we're winding down today with this our last episode for Black History Month, and we just wanted to do something in recognition of Black History Month. Today our topic called Footprints, the Legacy of the Man of Color. Or the very thing that every hardworking, motivated father, son, grandfather, uncle, husband, and man of color has come to question about himself, the legacy of him. The things he's done, the places he's been, the things he's contributed to, the projects he's helped to erect, the communities he's aided, that thing which gives his existence value, worth, meaning, substance, the thing that boats to ask the question, what have I done and how will I be remembered? We look at where he's come from, to where he is, and inevitably where he's going, where he wants to be. And today we're going to address that. What are your feelings on this, Ty?
Well, my feelings, first of all, I just wanted to read the definition of what the word legacy means. You know, this is the Merriam-Webster definition, which, the word legacy, an amount of money or property left to someone in a will, something transmitted by or received from an ancestor, predecessor, or from the past. So, when I read that and I think about it, that's all good and things, but, I'm being a spiritual individual. I like to consider having my legacy being something much more than some money or property.
Monetary. Right.
Something along those lines of more value or something of substance, something that,
would
aid my kids' spirituality as they go through this crazy world we're living in today,
Right.
So.
Exactly. But
that's ultimately my take, and myself personally, the legacy I would like to leave, and I am striving to leave, is something that my son could look up to and kind of emulate as I did my father growing up, his legacy. He's still here today, thank God. I'm just happy for that, and his legacy being, a tough, strong Black man, someone I could look up to, someone who words and actions equals how he walks and talks as well. So, that's definitely the type of legacy I'm definitely striving to leave behind, and, a more honest legacy, something that my son won't have to be ashamed of when others are speaking of his dad,
Exactly. And see, that's, I have, for those who know me closely, they know, my stepfather is my daddy. May he rest in peace, and my biological, may he rest in peace. But, personal issues aside, he was convicted. He was convicted to whatever he did. He was strong in that aspect. I give him that. My daddy, creative man, brother was, wow. He told me that the true value of a man was and is his ability to keep his word, his ability to keep his word and to show up. And that was a good thing. And you know, you ever have one of your friends, you go to help him move, and he says, yeah, I got your back, dog, I'm going to be there. And, you know, he shows up and it's wonderful, great, he gets there, but he doesn't help you. He's like, oh, man, I can't move, that chair is too heavy. He doesn't show up. His body's there, but right. He didn't show up. You know, and his ability to keep his word. If I say I'm going to do this and I follow through, I'm going to do that. That the legacy that my father left behind was to never was to commit to being strong. I want to introduce Zell Sincere, young artist. He's making some waves out there in his genre of music. And his name is Zell Agler Sincere. Welcome aboard.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Thank you for joining us today. We were addressing our title, Legacy. Footprints, the legacy of the man of color. And what that means to us, what does that mean? And we'll ask your thoughts on what do you think the legacy of an African-American male should be, or a man should be today. What are your thoughts?
Or even a woman. I think a woman, too, most definitely, because, you know, some of them don't have that manly presence, so they have their own legacies to leave behind as well. So I don't think we should leave the ladies out of this.
Oh, I wouldn't leave them out. They have an opinion of us. Trust and believe that. If you have a significant other, they have an idea of what you should be doing. Or what you should do,
right.
What you should stand for. Zell, what are your feelings on this? What's your take on this?
Well, it's interesting that he brought that up because I just actually had that conversation with my wife and a couple other, my friends. But what I think legacy of a black male should be, we just spoke about this last night. We need more father figures for the simple fact that today's black male is a little bit different from what I grew up seeing. The legacy should be a positive role model, a person that you can really depend on and know that, you know, you have somebody there in your corner that's going to show you right from wrong. Because you, at the end of the day, you have your own decision to make, but to have a person to show you that, you know, you always have your own decision, but, you know, it's your choice to, you know, do right from wrong to tell you that, because today we need more guidance than we do, you know, just a bunch of people saying, you know, this is right. We need more, you know, guidance. That's just what a lot of the young black males are lacking. So me, you know, it's more of a person that you can depend on and see positivity from. And learn from, you know, our legacies come from, you know, watching Dr. King them lead us to where we need to be. And, you know, we carry it on and take it to the next level. And so with
right,
that
right.
being said, we've been watching that. We just need to take it up a notch and show our young black males that it is possible to do the impossible. To me, there's no impossible. It's only imagination in your mind. I just figured that out. You know, just learned that recently by doing something that I couldn't do. I thought I couldn't do. A lot of the times we think just because we're black, young man, that we can't do this because we're black, and that's not all the way true at all. It's what you do. You can do whatever you want to do. You have to do it. You have to put in the work.
What you apply yourself to. What you apply yourself
right.
to.
Right.
Things.
And I learned that.
Here's my take. And this is my opinion. And Ty just gave us a definition from Webster's. And it says, you know, things that are passed down over centuries from ancestors. Well, all of our ancestors are connected in some way. they're tied in some way. If you look at it from the biblical sense, everybody's related. End of story. There's no big I's and little U's. That's just it. But unfortunately, we're not living in a – well, actually, we do live in a perfect world. It can't be described why this world is just the way it is. This earth is just the way it is. Perfect. But we live in an imperfect society. And in this imperfect society, they decide to look at color, and they decide to look at gender, and they decide to look at status as a differential ruler for scale of how people are judged.
Right.
In regards to legacy, I believe it's that thing that we strive hard to bring into fruition. I have things I want to do. There are people around me that I want to see me in a positive light. No, I don't want to come across perfect. I'm not trying to be bigger than anybody else or better than anyone else. But I'm a father. I'm a father. And that takes precedent. You know, I'm always a child of God. God doesn't never not recognize me. That's not a question, but the things that I'm supposed to leave meaning for, those are the things that mean a lot to us. And it's not monetary. It's the actions of a man, in my opinion. It's the actions of a man of what he creates, what he builds, that leaves a positive footprint for those left behind, for your spouse, for your children, for your family, for those adoptive family, for your loved ones, for those you care about, for your peers likened to you, for those who don't look at you as an equal but respect you. And if that's possible, you know, I don't look at my dog as an equal in my family, but I respect her little status, you know, and people look at situations like that too. Your legacy is the strength of everything you are brought into fruition into a series, a single or a series of things that are left behind that shows on you. That's what a legacy is. And I aim desperately high to leave something like that behind. Gentlemen, you, within your own right now, this very moment, history is always being made. In this very moment, you and I, we're making a degree of history. Somebody will go back, they'll listen to what it is we had to say, and they'll go, you know what, that's strong, or I can do that better. I can be that individual. I can say those things. And we won't judge. And if I have to be judged, judge me on the things that I do that make a difference, things that I try to do that are impactful. That's my opinion. And Ty, would you like to expound on that?
Yeah, I definitely would like to expound on that because, you know, like the gentleman was saying earlier about more father figures and male figures, you know, we get caught up in telling our kids, you know, pick up behind yourselves, don't leave your clothes here, don't do this, don't do that. But then sometimes just the basic principles of, hey, a man says what he means and he means what he says. Just the simple things, those kind of things, I think, kind of sometimes get neglected or don't get poured on as much as the disciplinary actions of the youth and the different ones that we there to be the father figures for. So, you know, it's definitely important to consider the little things of substance to help the male, the young male become the grown male and the young female becomes the grown woman later on in life because, you know, the way our lives are moving so much with the 9-to-5s, overtime, and trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, you know, it's always the little things that get pretty much swept under the rug. And then by the time you go back to it, it's not nearly enough as all of the other harping and grooming to make the youth to become grown and aware into this reality that we're living in, you know, as far as the legacies go. So, like you said, history being made every day. Well, history being made with that little one that you're there to support and take care of and help, you know, see through, you know, the life that they're leaving.
Here's a question, gentlemen. And not to put you on the spot, because it just came to mind. So, What do you think shows? What do you think shows your value in to your family? And what do you think exudes what shows you have substance? What do you think is your what do you think that people see that shows your value to your home, to your family, to your community, to those around you? What shows you have substance? Zell, it could be something small, it could be something grand, doesn't matter.
Well, one thing I noticed, that my son watched me a lot. You know what I mean? It can be, you know, if I decide to go to sleep without my shirt, or, you know what I mean, to what I talk about, even little words. You know what I mean? He watches me a lot. So, you know, and my daughter also. Like, my daughter, she looks at what I do as far as my career. You know what I mean? She don't care about the fact that I rap and I'm out there with the majors. What my daughter like about what I do is the fact that it's a she likes the business end of it. She likes to see that I have documents and different important papers. To her, that's like a figure of, you know, a strength. You know what I mean?
Strength.
Yeah, she likes to see that. That makes her feel like this is important, what I'm doing. So that's one aspect I would say. My son, on the other end, he doesn't look it. None of that. He want to know that, you know, whatever my dad is doing, this is right. So when I realize that, I have to make sure everything I do, you know, like we're talking about footprints, I have to make sure I'm making the right footprints for him, from what I say all the way to what I do. You know, he watches right. That. He's only 4, about to be 5, and he watches that. So if I do something wrong, he thinks that that's the right thing to do. And going back to, you know, we have a lot of young men. Like I was just speaking to a group of young women as activists. I grew up in an era when we had the Urban League, and we had right. different people like that. For example, we don't have that no more. And when I look at these young men that's, you know, killing each other, and then, you know, I used to work for the YMCA, I used to work for Intel, and I used to give out scholarships to children like that. And when they took that program away, they took away a lot of hope. So when we talk about, you know, what our families look up as, I think we're like, we are the hope for the families. You know what I mean? We are what, you know, we need to keep the family together, the strength. The women do what they can do, but we are the hope. We are the structure, you know what I mean, for our family. So my daughter and my wife and my son look to me when everything is all apart. They look to me to put that together. To make sure that you know, look,
you're saying
if anything happens, Dad's gonna put it together. He's gonna make it happen. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean,
all of that adds to the substance of what you are. I get it. All
right.
of that adds
yeah.
to the substance, which I get that. Ty, I'm gonna redirect that question to you. What is it that you believe gives you value to your family, or to your community, or to those around you?
And I'm gonna just, you know, make it real short and sweet. You know, it's something I'm still learning, going in and out of my experiences in life. And just to sum it up, you know, the fruits of your tree. You know, we all trees, living trees, and there's people with some fruit that's nice, sweet, some with dull, sour fruit. And basically, I don't mean to sound superficial, but, you know, what that person's doing, how they're doing, what they're doing in and out of, basically defines them, even to who their spouses are. So, you know, just look and pay attention, and pretty much that'll give you a good indication, because it's the fruit you can pick from and nurture yourself. It, you know when you're in a grocery store and you're going through the produce sections, you definitely want the goodest, the best fruit that there is, you know, not too overripe, not too underripe, you know, just ripe. So I think that's pretty much important to be able to do, you know, and that goes back to our last episode where not being judgmental, but kind of measuring, being able to see how this person doing, living and walking, because, you know, if they're doing stuff that's kind of on the negative side, but then more little bit on the positive, and, you know, that's not pretty well ripe and treat, you would say, given that if you put yourself in that person's presence, that eventually you'll become sour to a degree. So, you know, definitely that defines
us.
Because even the great in our history have left lots of fruits, and it's just a matter of us to pick that knowledge and eat from that tree to be able to empower ourselves, you know. So I think that is part.
So the thing that you value, or that holds value, or that you believe your family and friends hold value for you, is your ability to pick the right thing to surround you for them. That's okay. I can see that.
To the best degree, you know.
Yeah. To me, I think my value, I don't know what my value is to those around me. I do know this. I know I'm worth, because that's how I was created. I exist, so I have worth. I have value. Those around me, Dr. Moore, Guy Trees, Zelhelm Hegler, Kim Hunter, Kiel Shamsuddin, the whole Shamsuddin clan, my wonderful uncle, A.R. Shamsuddin, and Otis Salam, Wasim Abdel, Abdul Speak. These gentlemen, they give my life meaning. Because I look at them and I see different things that I can take a part of for me and emulate to make myself better. And I believe that adds to my substance, that I'm better. I like to call myself dependable. I'm not perfect, so there are times I falter, but I'm dependable. If I'm called upon, I'll be there. That's a part of what I'd like to leave behind. And I think if I say I'm going to do this with you, for you, and together, and then I will. I'm going to come through. And that's a part of my worth, my substance, and to my family and my community, I'd like to leave. But, you know, that's just me. There are, aside from those men, we have women in our lives that make us up, that give us substance, that make our lives more valuable. You have a mom. This four are exceptionally wonderful. She adds to your worth, to the meaning of what you are, to your value, to your substance. You have significant others. You have people outside of that. Aunts, friends, Tawana Brimage, Ray Ray Acosta, Carmen Gonzalez, Zanita Salam, Becca Salam, Trinity Wise, wonderful writer. One day I'll get a chance to meet you. Thanks for leaving a good note on my book. You add to my life. You say something poignant. You make strong points. Give me a different view. And you gave me life, Mama. You are, because of you, I'll be more. I'll be better. I'll add to what I am. And that's going to be a part of my legacy, that I was, my legacy is going to be, and I said this the other night when I was talking to Ty, your legacy is your eulogy. If they don't have anything to say at your eulogy, that's your legacy. Mine will state, he was a good son, he was a good man, a good companion, a good friend, a good brother. He was strong, and he added to his community. On that, and adding to our community, I had this little segment that I wanted to kick out to you in recognition of Black History Month. It's we're going to run a couple of them by you. Zell, if you could hang with us for just a second, that'd be great.
No problem.
It's called It Ain't History Unless You Know. We're going to make this short and sweet, but bring something to your attention. It ain't history unless you know, and you've heard this, the real McCoy, but you don't know where it comes from. It's something that our seniors used to say, oh, that's the real McCoy right there.
Right.
The gentleman's name was Elijah McCoy. His mother and father were both slaves, and they managed to escape to Canada. And he went to school, African-American, 1843 to 1929 he lived. He patented and invented self-regulating lubricator, and it's for the piston engine in the steam engines at the time. It was like the seals. It covered the seals for the cylinders and pistons of the steam engine. And they had a lot of other inventors that tried to do the same thing, but they couldn't come across. And hence the contemporary vernacular, the real McCoy. So they always asked him to do it. And one more, there's another gentleman. His name was Garrett Morgan. I just actually found this out myself. He was born in 1877 and passed away in 1963, a year before me. He patented what he called the safety hood. Most people would come to know it as the gas mask. And it was used to save a lot of lives at the time that he did it. The safety hood saved lives, countless firefighters, and including several rescued by Morgan himself. In a 1916 tunnel fire beneath Lake Erie, he used this, and I believe it was 62 people he saved, the father of the gas mask. Okay. Ty, you want to throw one of them in there?
Yeah, I got an interesting one. Cellular phone by Henry T. Sampson.
Right.
July 6, 1971, black inventor. I wasn't aware of that. You know, that's very a vital tool in today's life. You know, you're on a bus and 90% of the bus is in their phone, or restaurants with your family, and everybody's in their phone rather than eating. So big ups
most
to that man. And another one I have. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You got that.
But, The Refrigerator by Jay Standard, June 14, 1891. I mean, I can go on and on just about a lot of inventions that have not
been brought
to light.
And the thing is this, in closing, we matter. We're relevant. That is their legacy, something they left behind. Unsung, but that's their legacy. And
right.
We can be the same thing. You listening, you can do the same thing. Do something positive. Say something positive to somebody today and tomorrow. Make a point and make yourself known, clear, and be valuable. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate you being here. Remember, every thought is grand. Every idea is warranted. Every step you take and every single breath you take, make it always, always on point. Until next week, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
thought I was going to go to your town hall.